Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, thank you so much for this opportunity to be back at your house tonight in order to study your word. Ask you to open our hearts and minds to it, and in Jesus' name I do pray. Amen. So we started with this, and I asked, why is prayer so important? And praying always in all things, because there's some reasons. Sometimes we overlook that, yeah, we need to pray because it helps keep us strong, but we overlook a lot of things. And the one thing we mentioned was prayer is important because, listen, the devil is waiting for the opportunity to cause you issues. And that's one reason prayer is, it's a good reason for us to get serious, not to be slothful with prayer. But there's some more things I wanted to go over. Second, prayer is so important, a persistent prayer. What's it say? Pray without ceasing. Being watchful and being awake is because prayer is God's appointed way for us obtaining all things that are good. The book of James tells us that the Father gives us all things that are good. Good things come from the Lord. And really the great secret, the reason that we lack in our experience with the Lord and with things in our life and in our work is really the neglect of prayer. And because we all do. We've got busy lives. And we all do that. Now, the book of James brings that out. And we need to go to the book of James. That's right before Hebrews. Right after Hebrews, right before Revelation. Of course, you'll run across Peter in there, too. But 1 John's in there. Who wrote the epistle of 1 John? That's right, John. Oh, I just wanted to see if anybody paid attention. James chapter 4 and verse 2. The Bible says, ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Now, I want us to think about that, about the fact that because ye ask not. You see, these words really that are in the book of James here, we'll call it a secret. The secret of poverty is because we ask not. The secret of powerlessness is because we ask not. It's not because God wouldn't do it for us. It's because we ask not. The average Christian, as I've said, neglects prayer. We're constantly go, go, go. That's a constant thing. And so we ask not because we're just too busy with life in general. And that sometimes that fails. Why is it that many Christians ask these questions? I got some questions I've put down. I make so little progress in my Christian life. You know, have you ever asked yourself that? How come I make so little progress in my Christian life? Why is my Christian life just sort of, and I'm going to be honest with you, it's neglect of prayer. You see, we have not because we ask not. That's what the Lord tells us. He tells us in the book of James, we're not asking. Why is it, now let me pick on pastors. Why is it pastors will ask a lot of times, I see so little fruit from my labors. And there again, it's neglect of prayer. We get so busy doing the Lord's work that we just ain't got the time to seriously get into prayer the way we ought to. He says, ye have not because ye ask not. Why is it Sunday school teachers? And we don't have, yeah, we got a few here tonight. Why is it Sunday school teachers? They say, I don't see the class not filling up. I don't see the conversions that I would like to see. Why is it? Neglect of prayer. Because we ask not. Why is it both ministers and churches alike that the church of Christ, the wagon wheel, we'll get it more personal, while wagon wheel seems to make so little headway with the unbelief of the community, why the pews are the way they are tonight? And there again, the Lord says, neglect of prayer because ye ask not. You know, you think about it, that's scary. But it's the truth. We don't spend near the time that we should in prayer. Pastors, including right here, do not spend near the time that we ought to in prayer. Here's the third reason for a persistence and being watchful. The men whom God set out there as a pattern, they regarded prayer as one of the most important things they had. In the book of Acts, I think it's chapter 7, maybe chapter 6, let's go there. I've got to know now. For some reason, I didn't put it in my notes. I don't know why, but I guess that's just life. Let's try chapter 6. I'm going to look and see if where they choked. Yes, chapter 6. It says, verse 1 in Acts chapter 6, and in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose some murmurings of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Now, listen, we know there's no murmurings in a Baptist church. Amen? Yeah. and then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But here's the most important verse, really, for pastors. But verse 4, but we will give ourselves, what does it say? Continually to prayer. These guys felt that it was such a need that they said, listen, we need to be continually in prayer and, of course, studying God's Word. But it needed to be a continuing of prayer. Now, I'm not picking on you guys. I got to brag on Wagon Wheel. Here lately, people have been taking the spot and doing things. Yesterday, I'll be honest with you, I was blown away. And you know who you are, but you guys stepped up and I appreciate it. And I felt the prayers. So I'm giving you a hand here. I really appreciate it. It was noticed. I don't want you to think it's not. But it's something that not just myself, but we need to be doing. Prayer, if it was that important to the apostles, it should be important to us. You see, it's evident, really, that when Paul wrote to the churches and the individuals about praying, that he actually spent very much of his time praying. And we could go through all these verses tonight. I'm not going to. But there's a lot of verses, if you read in the epistles, where Paul prayed. And he constantly prayed for the churches. Because, listen, prayer is important. We're going to go to number four. Mighty men of God outside of the Bible. When I read about those guys, I think of people like D.L. Moody, Charles Spurgeon, Tory, people of yesteryear for sure. His name just went. Starts with a T. Tozer. When I think of these guys, and listen, not everybody I just named are Baptists. They were godly men, and they were out serving the Lord. They were dead serious about one thing, and I've read some of their books. I've looked at their quotes, and every one of them, prayer. Prayer was of the utmost importance. If it was that important to those guys, what should it be to us? It should be very important. Now, number four. Now, this is I don't know how I would say it. I didn't like the way I wrote it. This one means more than any other person I've ever looked at for an example. Christ. He was in prayer constantly. And it was a serious prayer. Prayer really had occupied him and during his earthly life here. We can read passage after passage where the Lord prayed. Let's go Mark chapter 1, verse 35. Mark 1, 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. You see, Jesus went and got alone and he had prayer time. There's a lot of times in the morning I'll get up 5, 6 and I'll pray. I'll have my time that I'll pray. If I wait a whole lot longer than that, there's phone calls, there's text, and people I know, they just start sending me things. Good morning, how are you today, you know? Seriously, if the Lord thought morning was the time we ought to pray, we ought to pray. Go to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6 and verse 12. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Now, I want you to listen to these next few verses. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples. Now, I don't know how many disciples he had. See, when we hear the word his disciples, we automatically think, oh, the 12 apostles. No. He could have had 400 disciples. I really don't know. I wasn't back then. He never gave us a total number. But he prayed about what he was about to do. And it says, and when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them chose 12. which he called them apostles. You see, he was about to make a very important decision, and he prayed, and it says, notice this, and continued all night in prayer. You ever tried to pray all night? ain't easy. He prayed all night. The church, when Peter had got thrown in jail, were praying continually. And what did it do? The prayer fetched an angel out of heaven, and the angel fetched Peter out of prison. listen, prayer works. Prayer is an important role in our life that we really need to really get serious with. Five, and I'm going to stop here. There's this other reason here for a persistence and a watchful and a seriousness. What would the word be? Fervent prayer. That'll work. Praying is the most important part. Praying was the most important part of the ministry of the risen Lord. He told us to pray. And we ought to be out there praying. You see, Christ, his ministry did not close at his death. When Jesus died, it didn't just quit. It turned into a, honestly, and it kind of insinuates this in Corinthians, but honestly, if the devil had have had any idea what crucifying Christ would have done, he'd have done everything in his little power to stop it. Because Christ, when he was on this earth, he was in a little place about the size of Indiana. Well, no, it ain't. Where are you from? New Jersey. That's about how big Israel is. And he was stuck there. He didn't have cell phones. He didn't have jets to fly here and there in a hurry. Jesus was right there. And that's where his ministry was. And the devil had no idea by him being crucified that it was going to open up the entire world. When you think about that, that's really the way it was. Jesus, now he was 100% God. He was 100% man. But in his humanity, he was stuck right there in that one little spot. He cruised around as much as possible, but he was right there. And people say, well, that was the known world. No. The world was a lot bigger. There was China. There may have been people here in the Americas. I got a feeling there were. They call them the American Indian. There was all these people. He didn't go there. I know what the group down the road says. That he came over here and preached to the Indians. I'm sorry, that's all lies. He didn't. And so he was in that one little spot. But by him dying on the cross, it did what to all believers? It empowered them. And he moved in right here. And now, listen, believers are everywhere. You get a bunch of believers praying, that's amazing. There are people I've known in my life, and I've said this before, and it's usually, and I'm not picking on men, but it's usually some elderly lady. She gets out of bed in the morning, and she spends her time praying, because maybe that's all she can do. But when she gets out of bed every morning, I've met women like this, I've met men like this as well, the devil jumps up and says, oh gosh,
not again because of her prayer life or his prayer life. See, we should seek a prayer life that when we wake up from our night's rest, the devil ought to look up and say, no, not again. That's how serious it ought to be. Because things get done with prayer. We're going to continue with this days to come, but I want us to get the importance of what prayer, just how important it is. Because it takes, I'm going to be honest with you, it takes prayer to function the way God wants us to function. And we need to get that, as Elijah had, that fervent prayer life. Jesus had it. The Apostle Paul had it. And I think we'll see a huge difference in not just wagon wheel, but I think we'll see a huge difference in our area around here and maybe even out further than that. Let's stand.